final tonight from UConn is Merrimack 6, UConn 3. Scott Boras with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And if anything, Scott, this is a strange game. I mean, a lot of power plays for you, none for them. You know, you had times in the game when it seemed like, you know, you didn't play too well, you got outplayed, but you were able to weather the storm and then get chances of your own and then score. Overall, what was your take on the game?
I think they were on us pretty hard. They were outplaying us, but we were just trying to play our spots on our own end. And when we did that, we were pretty successful. We know we got a really good goalie behind us, but we can't rely on him. They get some unbelievable sticks, you know, and you can't get broken down one-on-one. And that happened to us, which put outnumbered situations in the zone, which created some scoring chances and a couple of their goals. But they were a really good team. We got to defend as better, and I thought we did in the second half of the game defend a lot better. They played at a high pace, and we just had to defend at a high pace.
You got the first goal of the game about 4 minutes in. Alex Jeffries scored it, and you put him on the wing tonight on that line. Obviously, you know, we saw a few of those guys together at the end of the last game, but what was the thought there?
You know, I think that Alex needs less responsibility defensively. Matty Capone's done a really good job on our own end, and he's done a really good job just playing defense. And I frankly wasn't confident last year as I am this year in his defensive game. And so putting him with Alex allowed Alex to get opened up a little bit. And those two guys can make a lot of plays, and Michael Cetera can too. So I just felt that we haven't been threatening offensively, and putting those three players together gave us a chance to have a real threat, and obviously they did tonight.
Yeah, Alex with the hat trick tonight. He's now got five goals in the three games since he's been back, obviously. I mean, you couldn't ask for too much more than that.
No, and really smart shots. You know, I thought he placed them well, knee high, just ripped them, you know, great release. And it's good to see because, you know, he's had a frustrating start to a season, but now I think he feels very good, and hopefully he can keep that rolling.
That line seemed to be a threat every time they were out on the ice, whether it was at even strength or then you had the power plays as well. But you mentioned Michael Cetera got hurt late in the game on that hit. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. I'm not sure. Like, that's one of those things where it's going to be in the morning. Like, we'll know much more. But he wasn't going to be able to play tonight. And that was, you know, he got blown up on his knee pretty good. So I don't know. It's you know, we'll find out in the morning, I think.
In a situation like that, a game like that, like I said, I mean, it's not too often that that happens, that the power plays and the penalties are, you know, that much more. You know, one team takes down much more than the other. But for you guys, you know, anything in particular that you guys need to do to try to, you know, make sure? I mean, it's obvious in that situation you want to stay out of the box yourselves.
Well, we did some breakdown of their power play, and we knew we had to stay out of the box. You know, they're really good in the power. They're good 5-on-5 offensively, but UConn's power play is as good as anyone's, and we just didn't want to get in that situation. We started the year with two games where we got seven power plays against us. We killed them, but we lost, you know, field position, if you will. The last four games, we've taken four penalties total, and that's how we have to play. Like, we're not a team that wants to be on the PK. We're doing a good job on it, but we just can't afford it. And I think that, you know, not being on it tonight was obviously a huge part of our success.
So going back to the first period, you took that lead 1-0. They were able to come back and get those two goals before the end of the period, so they kind of had the momentum at that point. But and then even going into the second period, it was a long time before you guys were really able to mount any pressure. Any concern at that point, or you know, how'd you guys get through that?
I think we just kind of manned up. Our bench was really good, and that's the key. Like, and wins and losses matter, but how your team responds to each other and how your team reacts to adversity, that's how you know if you're going to have a good team or not. And this team is working on that. And I thought in the second and third period we were great at it. And our bench was really good, really positive, hanging in there, coaching each other up, staying off the officials. It just was, I thought it was a really well-played second and third period for us, very disciplined, just did what we had to do to get the W.
Yeah, you faced adversity, I'd say, you know, a number of times in the game, including the time when you guys had taken you bounced back from down 2-1 to take the lead. They came back to tie it up, but you kept battling to last shift, last second, really, of the second period to get the go-ahead goal.
Yeah, and a big play by Phillip there, by being there. Like, a lot of times, you know, the period's ending, the guys know the time and the clock, and they kind of shut down, and he kept playing, and Bookie did as well. So I thought that was a really big, that was a critical part of the game. That might have been the game, that goal that put us in a good, really good position to win the hockey game, and it's a real hard one to give up. We know that ourselves. We've done that ourselves. So, no, it was a big play by the guys on the ice, and finishing that brought us into the locker room in a much different frame of mind.
A couple guys that you mentioned there, Philip Forsmark finally gets on the board, gets his first goal. Maybe that'll spark him.
Yeah, I think so. Philip and, you know, we put Alex and Maddie back together. We also put Philip and Benny back together. And I thought Benny had a really good game tonight. He was on the puck. He was a great captain on the bench, great in the locker room. And at the end of the day, he was in the right spot. Like he got robbed a couple of times. And so getting Phil off the mark is good. And, you know, Benny's just played very well. And Mark's done a really, he's a really good offensive player, and he can play with those guys. So I'm really excited about that line. I think it could grow, and I think we'll see Benny and Philip continue to, you know, do well.
And then Zach Bookman unofficially, I think, a goal and two. I think he might have had at least one more point on, than assist on that. But, boy, he seemed to really be a force at both ends of the ice tonight.
Yeah, he's a really good hockey player, and he's really dangerous with the puck. And then what I love about Bookie is he defends. And there's a lot of guys with that kind of skill set that play that well up with the puck that don't defend like that. He does, and that's a huge part of our team's success. And he's a leader as well, and he just – it's really good when he's playing like that on our own side of the red line, because then he gives us a lot of chances on the other side.
You mentioned the threats that they bring offensively. Down 2-1 at the end of the first period, Hugo Olas pretty much shuts the door after that, only the one goal after that, and, you know, pretty big, I think, at that point, especially when they were carrying the play in the second period to keep them off the board.
Yeah, Hugo, you know, he played really well. Even the goal they scored, I thought, was a, you know, it might have been a goalie interference. So they looked at it, and it wasn't, and those guys are really good officials, so I get it. But I think that, you know, Hugo just settled us down. You know, he gave us a chance. That one save he made in the third period, the glove save, I think it was 4-3 at the time. You know, huge save, you know, and it just gave us a chance to keep playing and get another goal. So he settles us down, and he's such a, both our goalies are such good guys, and they're really good in the room. They got a great goalie room, but they're really good in our locker room. And I haven't really been around goalies who contributed to the locker room as much as these two guys do. And it's really good. Even Steven Bogosky, who's our third goalie. And those three guys take pride in the locker room and trying to make it a better room. And it's fun. It's fun to coach those guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck tomorrow. Have a safe ride home, too.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.